How are you doing with the puzzle box, sir? It's too hard, I can't do it. Why not console yourself with this raspberry-flavoured space rum? I've poured you a very generous measure.
Oh, thanks, Lattie.
Well, go on, sir. Drink up.
I will, but the space rum's reminded me of a classic song.
Oh, is that the time? I really must...
The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2016 with Emma Newman.
Bad news, Mum. It appears the Franken-hero has stolen the fuel from our car.
Oh, dear.
And the neighbour's car.
Oh, dear.
And, indeed, all of the cars in the local area.
Oh, what are we going to do? People must be furious.
Fear not, Mum. I made a baseless accusation on the internet. Nobody will even think to blame us.
As long as no one else is going to get into trouble, that's fine.
Don't worry, Mum. I've blamed it all on a fantastical creature. Specifically, an author with a healthy attitude to life, a good work ethic, and an optimistic view of the future of publishing.
Well, I've got two of those, but the third is a killer. Well done.
Would you like today's card and present, Mum?
Yes, please. Oh, spiders!
Lambs and kittens!
What? Hang on, it looks like the original card had festive spiders on it, and then someone has drawn lambs and kittens over the top. Well, it didn't fool me.
I can't decide if the lambs and kittens are crushing the spiders to death or giving birth to them.
Ugh, either way, I think we can all guess who sent this card. Oh, and the present is in a very small box. From Adrian Tchaikovsky. Oh, there's going to be a spider inside, isn't there?
It's almost as if he hates you, Mum.
He doesn't hate me. He runs me D&D. Dear Emma and the husband, I am afraid that it has not been possible to present you with my original gift, which was to be an immaculate specimen of Grillo Bratus domesticus latimeri, also known as the butler cockroach. Ugh! I was put in mind of the fellow by the festive season and the, if I may phrase it delicately, difficulty with the help you were experiencing last year. And it may be best if you don't read this out loud in the presence of your man there. Oops.
How rude.
However, I understand my esteemed colleague Fran Wilde has already provided for this need, and also the little wretch chewed his way out of his cage and now can't be found. Ooh. Please find enclosed in the little box, a handful of seeds, which will, when swallowed, permit the eater to manifest the shape of their true soul animal, and I wish you joy of them. Caveat. Please do not permit Latimer to eat any of these, as the results may dismay you. Caveat the second. The same warning applies to the chickens. Possibly they may believe themselves to be dinosaurs. All appropriate human festive accolades, Adrian. I'm not sure what my soul animal would be. This seems quite risky. Perhaps I need another cup of tea first, and some festive cheer. Little chickens!
You've just listened to the 20th episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2016. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/teaandjeopardy.